Hot 104.7.
Four new albums debuted in the Billboard Top 10 this week, but the top one comes from R&B singer Trey Songz. His fifth album, Chapter 5, moved 135,000 copies, which gives him his first number one. Also, last week we told you Adele's album 21 spent its 78th consecutive week in the top 10. Well, the streak is over.
Really?
21 only hit 12th place this week, missing the top 10 by about 1,000 copies.
Wow.
Bummer, huh? Yeah. Chris Humphries is accused of giving a woman herpes during a sexual encounter 2 years ago. Kayla Goldberg is suing Humphries, claiming they had unprotected intercourse more than once after meeting a club in August of 2010. She's suing Chris for sexual battery because he knew but never told her that he had an STD, plus emotional distress and fraud. She's seeking unspecified damages. There's no word yet from Chris, but sources close to him say he's 100% positive he doesn't have herpes or any other STD because he got tested recently after a different woman accused him of infecting her. And Leanne Rimes, this just in actually, Leanne Rimes checked herself into rehab to deal with anxiety and stress. By the way, she just had a birthday a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
No. It's too bad she's not in the top 10 anymore.
I know.
But at least she didn't get herpes from Chris Humphries.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. It's Adele. Someone like you. How about a 4.7, 934?
Morning, sunshine. Morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 939, up to 100 today. 84 outside already. And it's not even sunny out. It's like kind of overcast right now, at least here on the south end of Sioux Falls. So that means
it's
warm without sun. Yay.
Ugh. Sometimes that's worse.
It is worse. I saw this story. This is fun. I like this a lot. The scientists have discovered a planet that has not one, but two suns.
What now?
Okay, you know how we have a sun?
Yeah.
This planet has two suns. Just like Tatooine, Luke Skywalker's home planet in Star Wars. It's pretty awesome, huh? Maybe the Force is there.
You think it's a conspiracy?
Maybe there's some Jawas selling stolen droids. Maybe I can finally get that droid to clean the house for me. That'd be great. You never know. It could be, or not. Another story I found interesting this morning was one from the cable in the UK. 65% of executives say that the desk telephone will be extinct within 5 years.
Really?
And that the PC will be extinct. 62% think the PC will be extinct in 5 years.
So what is it going to be instead? Like the iPods or something?
I think tablets. Thing is, I don't want a tablet.
Well, right now you don't, but maybe you will.
I want a keyboard and a mouse.
They'll probably have a
how sad is that?
Don't they have attachments to that?
Wanting a keyboard and mouse is like, makes me sound like an old man who won't change, you know?
Yeah.
I want a computer mouse and a wireless keyboard. Why can't I have that?
Well, can't you?
Yeah, you can plug them in.
Okay.
I guess.
I was going to say, but isn't that available?
Yeah.
With those?
I don't want an iPad.
Okay. Are you just worried that your vision is going to suck and so you won't be able to look in that smaller screen?
I guess I don't understand why. I don't think the PC is going to die. I think they may be right on the phone. I don't think the PC is going anywhere. Now, if PC means just desktop PC, like big tower and big monitor.
So everybody's just going to go to laptops, maybe?
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many different businesses where, you know, a laptop is just not practical.
Sometimes.
You know, because a lot of registers are actually computers.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like a tower attached to this register thingy.
Yeah.
Or the computer is just inside the register thingy.
Hmm.
You know, usually smaller businesses get stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and you still need like a screen. I don't want to just stare at a laptop screen all the time.
Well, they could do it on probably like one of those tablets, though.
Yeah. Oh, so they're going to ring you up on a tablet now at the gas station?
Yeah. They probably could. It could be a touch screen.
Well, a lot of them are touch screens. Yeah. I just don't get why.
So just be in a smaller one.
I just don't get why we have to go to tablets. Like, I seriously don't. I get them. To me, they're a toy. They're not a.
Yeah.
They're not a terribly productive thing. Maybe it's because I use computers to do like audio editing and video editing, and I'm sure you can do that on those things, but I'm pretty sure they don't have Adobe Audition for iPad.
Maybe they have an app for that.
I don't know. But I just don't think computers or PCs.
How
I
many
think
years?
You'll see,
they
you'll
say
see
12?
Within five.
Five?
Yeah, but it seems awful short.
I don't think that's going to happen.
The other reason I don't think they're going away is because PCs are so cheap.
Right.
You can buy a pretty kick-ass PC tower for less than an iPad. Less than the cheapest iPad.
It's very true.
And if there's one thing I know about companies, they're cheap. They don't like spending money on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but 5 years, tablets will be cheaper.
Yeah. But I mean, the iPhone's been around for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And I mean, the only bigger step we've taken since is the iPad, which is just a bigger iPhone minus the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. I want to keep my keyboard and corded mouse.
I don't care about the corded mouse, as we know, but
you don't care about, I don't get how you can sit there and do the little laptop mouse thing all day. It would drive me nuts.
I'm so used to it.
You actually click and hold the scroller on the side and pull it down when all you would have to do is just flip your finger.
I know.
Flip your finger on the rollerball. That's all you'd have to do. Just flip your finger and it would go down.
But I don't want to have a separate mouse on my laptop. I think it's weird. I don't know. I can't do it.
I only use the laptop mouse when I'm like, you know, when I have to.
Like when you forgot your mouse.
Right. That's pretty much the only time. Then I pull my portable table out of my backpack and then I set it up and use the regular mouse. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 9:53. Really quick, I want to get Lee on the phone here. How are you, Lee?
I'm good. So I'm driving in my car listening to you guys talking about the PC thing, and yeah. It's making me crazy. It is not going to die in 5 years because, and this is super nerdy to say, but gamers won't let it. Like, you guys are totally forgetting that gamers are not going to want a game. And I'm talking like, yeah, MMOs, RPGs, whatever. They're not going to want a game on a freaking iPad or like a laptop. It just doesn't work.
No.
Definitely not as well. That's for sure.
No, the hardcore gamers. There's a lot that use laptops because you can get a laptop that's got so much horsepower. It can do anything a PC can. But
and
the
you
thing
can
is, you're
a screen like
you're,
mine.
Yeah, but you're still, that's still a limited screen. Some of these gamers are using huge monitors.
Well,
true.
If you're like a super closet nerd like me, like if you're going to be playing your character, you want multiple clients. You can't do that on a laptop without making it crash. So
I don't know what you just said, but I believe you, Lee.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you're a hero.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
On Monday morning in Pennsylvania, a teenager was cutting his family's lawn on a riding mower when he turned into the street and accidentally cut off a driver. So the guy got out of his car, shoved the kid off the mower, attacked him, and then T-bowed. Police are still looking for him.
That's nice.
Last
week, a convicted murderer broke out of prison in New Mexico by using a popsicle stick attached to a razor blade to whittle through the bars on his window.
What?
That sounds like something straight out of MacGyver, doesn't it?
Wow.
That's like straight out of MacGyver.
Yeah.
His name is Carlos Garcia. He's 31. Convicted murderer. Once he got outside, though, he regretted it. And used bed sheets to climb back in.
What?
And break back into prison. He's now been moved to a maximum security prison. That's MacGyver right there.
Did he use duct tape?
I don't know.
You're not MacGyver unless you use duct tape.
Don't need duct tape. He's got bed sheets. He didn't have duct tape. He's in prison. Anyway, time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.